Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Goodman Strauss, math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Good joins morning, me. Kyle.
Good morning. It is nice of you to come in during even the fundraiser.
And talk about. My pleasure. So we'll have a puzzle about money today.
Oh, very good. Last week's puzzle
it's dealt a bit complicated.
With, playing cards. You set it up to there had to be so many and.
That was a bit complicated. I'm not sure that was one of the best choices. But
what was the puzzle again?
Okay, so we have a deck of cards, and we split it into two piles. And there's, you know, obviously some number of cards in the first pile, some number in the second pile. The thing we know about the first pile is that there's twice as many black cards as red cards. The thing we know about the second pile is that if we take out one of the red cards, there's twice as many reds as blacks. And that's it.
Right.
And the question is, okay, how many cards of each kind are in each pile?
Yeah, and I have no idea.
Well, it just works out to be. for better or worse, it is 9 red and 18 black in pile A, and 8 black and 17 red in pile B. And if you work it out, that's all 26 of both colors accounted for. And
you work it out through algebra?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah. So our podcast is going great.
It is. There are, of course, two different podcast varieties. You can download Ozarks at Large its entirety. Do that either at KUAF.com or through iTunes.
That's right.
Then just the little math factor segment
just
as well.
By itself. If you search for math on iTunes or any of the podcast directories, up comes this thing, as I'm sure many of you realize.
And the amazing thing about podcasts is we're hearing from people all over the world.
Literally.
Yeah. So, you have an email there from
I'm sorry, Jan Holick. I hope that we pronounced your name roughly correctly. In Poland, we've had responses from Sweden and England, Canada even, Los Angeles, even Louisiana.
Do you think it's safe for us to say that we have the most listened to math podcast in the world? There are others?
There's others, but
Okay, well then we won't make that claim.
We'll stand by America's fastest growing math radio sensation, though. I think
it remains so. And as listeners this morning realize, this is fundraising time. Hit It and Quit Spring Fundraiser at KUAF, where we ask members or listeners to become members or renew their membership. And so fittingly, you say you have come up with a money puzzle for us this morning?
That's right. So I asked you to get out some money from your pocket, because rather than giving money to public radio, I want to take money.
Okay. So I had all the money in my pocket. Turns out it's 8 coins.
8 coins, which
four is 4 quarters, 3 pennies, and a nickel.
That's right. And now they're all lined up here on the table in front of us. We're going to play a little game.
And they're not lined up in any special way.
Mm-mm. So what we're going to do is play a little game. This comes to us from this wonderful book by Peter Winkler, who we'll hear from in a couple of weeks. The book is Mathematical Puzzles, A Connoisseur's Collection. He's going to come on and tell us about his new book shortly. So in any case, we have a line of coins, and we're going to alternately take coins from one end or the other.
And you say this is does it matter if it's even or odd number of coins?
It does matter that it's an even number of coins to begin with.
So it could be 8, it could be 20, it could be 50.
50, 100. Now, the question is, the first person to go has a winning strategy, a real simple one, that the first person can always win.
And you win by getting the most money at the end?
That's right.
Whatever totals up to the most.
That's right. So you want to go first, or shall I?
Yeah, I'll go first, because the winning, what you're saying is if I go first, I should be able to win every time.
Guaranteed,
okay. And we can only take coins from the end, not from the middle.
That's right.
Okay. Well, on the left side.
Of course, I'm going to win either way, because this is your money that we're playing.
Good point. On the left side of this line is a quarter, and on the right side is a quarter. And I'm going to take the quarter from the left side.
Okay, go for it. So I'm going to, now it exposes a quarter and a nickel. I guess I'll take the quarter.
Makes sense to me. And then from the right end, I'll take another quarter.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just do that.
So we both have, so all the quarters are gone.
Yeah, just sort of worked out this way. So that was a pretty fast game. Is there a strategy? That's the question. So people can write in, try it out, see if you can fleece your friends.
And what you're saying is just get an even number of coins.
Uh-huh. Any denomination, any currency.
And I would think that you'd want differing denominations so you don't end up with a tie.
Mix, right.
10 pennies and 10 pennies. Any mix of even numbered coins.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying there is a strategy that if you go first, you will always win.
So people can send this in to our brand new podcast email address. It works for our local listeners, our distant listeners. It's mathfactor@uark.edu.
All right, Chaim, thanks a lot. Chaim Goodman Strauss is a math professor at the University of Arkansas. He'll join us again next Sunday. My money back, please.
Oh.
Thank you.
Drat.